Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 67. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 38 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 70 tomorrow. Sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, going into Easter weekend at the same time with being Distracted Driver Awareness Month. The Kansas Highway Patrol says they are stepping up their enforcement across the state of Kansas, not only for the holiday shenanigans, but also to try and keep you off your phone and having distracted driving.
A text message or using apps on your phone can take your eyes away from the road for 5 seconds. At 5 seconds at highway speeds, that's the length of a football field. And you think about the things that can change in that amount of time when you're going highway speeds. If you're not looking at the road, you're not going to be able to react if something happens out there. So it's very, very important to make sure that you're focused on the road at all times.
That was Lieutenant Candace Bashirs on KSNT News. Well, they are recommending individuals to help combat distracted driving. They say to put your phone in the back seat or even in a glove box before taking off, or putting on automatic replies when you're out and about. They say that distracted driving could be physical or mental, even thinking about something or talking to someone on the phone or a passenger.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at sunset.
The Kansas State Legislature continues to move closer on finding a compromise between the two tax bills that came out of the Senate and the House as they work on a quote-unquote flat income tax, along with lowering the rate of sales tax on groceries in the state of Kansas.
I think we've got a lot of good tax policy in front of us right here. As we dealt with in the House Tax Committee, it's ultimately probably going to boil down to what the overall fiscal impact of the aggregate tax cuts are.
That audio from Cake News. Dr. Neil Allen, political science professor at Wichita State University, talks about the differences between the two bills that originally came to the table.
The Senate bill is focused more on tax relief for high-income taxpayers, while the House bill is more balanced.
At the same time, conversation has come from both ends of the aisle on economic stability in the state, regardless of whatever tax rates may come about.
I've heard from both Republicans and Democrats on that one, especially Republicans. They're concerned about long-term fiscal viability.
Good American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is still battling the COVID-19 pandemic just 3 years into the pandemic, as the Department of Health and Human Services has reported that since the pandemic began in 2020, 563,000 cases have been reported, with more than 4,000 deaths across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that according to the Department of Health and Human Services, they're also trying to encourage individuals to continuously be fully vaccinated against the virus, which means having the primary series along with all the available boosters of the shots. But say a vast majority of individuals are just adjusting their daily lives to the, quote, new norm.
I think what I'm seeing here in this part of the country is people trying to transition to what life looks like now after 3 years in a pandemic, and also thinking about how we are really incorporating COVID-19 into our lives.
That was Dr. Catherine Satterwhite, a regional health administrator on KSNB Local 4 at American Network News.
Shocker Baseball is back action at X Stadium when they take on the Houston Cougars April 6th through the 8th. The series opens on Thursday night, all by a toast to National Beer Day on Friday, April 7th, featuring Wichita Brewing Company's WooShock Wheat Beer. Then on Saturday, bring the kids for a post-game Easter egg hunt with WooShock on Tyler Field. Get your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS. Oh, Shockers!
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax-aid or call 888-AARP-NOW for details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A multi-vehicle fatality accident in Lyons County west of Emporia Wednesday evening claimed the life of two men. They were identified as Ryan R. Miller, age 26, of Independence, Missouri, and 32-year-old Jacob L. Surum of Lawrence. 46-year-old Travis Edwards of Marysville was reportedly driving a semi on Highway 50 about 4 miles from Emporia and crossed the center line, striking a vehicle driven by a California man. That SUV spun into another semi which was following Edwards and was driven by a Virginia man. The Edwards truck continued and hit two other vehicles driven by men from Missouri and from Lawrence, who were both killed. They were identified as Ryan R. Miller, age 26, of Independence, Missouri, and 32-year-old Jacob L. Surum of Lawrence. Several others were also injured. Highway 50 was closed for a period of time following the accident Wednesday. 63rd Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 7 to 8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9, followed by the beef show, with additional details available through the Marshall County Extension Office. Easter egg hunts abound Saturday with 10 a.m. starts in Washington on the courthouse lawn, in Axtell at City Park, and in Wymore at McCandless Park, as well as 10 a.m. starts at Home City, Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer. An 11 a.m. hunt is planned at the Frankfort City Park. Beatty will have an Easter egg hunt Saturday at the Community Center at noon. Hanover at Veterans Park and Blue Rapids on the Town Square planned at 1, with Waterville, City Park, and Greenleaf at the Community Club starting at 2, and finally, Marysville at 2:30 in the City Park. A free movie, Super Mario Brothers, will follow at 3:30 at the Astro Theater in Marysville Saturday. The historic Union Pacific Depot will feature pictures with the Easter Bunny, Easter crafts, games, and treats, as well as Easter basket giveaways for a free will donation as a fundraiser toward restoration efforts on Saturday from 1 to 4 at the historic depot in Marysville. The annual Washington County Weather Spotter Training Meeting will be Monday at the Firehouse in Washington. The event is free and open to the public. A free meal begins at 6. Register for the event by Friday. Bluestem Cooperative will have the electric safety demo trailer available at 6, and the presentation by the National Weather Service begins at 7 p.m. Monday at the Firehouse in Washington. Washington Chamber of Commerce is hosting an employment expo Tuesday from 3 until 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Employers interested in participating will be on hand. Carolyn Scoville will talk more about the event this weekend on our public affairs program Saturday and will outline many different jobs and career opportunities available locally, as many employers are eager to fill positions and expand.
Well, I think sometimes people don't realize just how many different careers and employment opportunities are available just in our general area. This is going to be a good cross-section of a lot of different fields that people can kind of check them all out at one time. There's going to be some agriculture positions, some medical care positions, some governmental opportunities, some public works type situations. We have lots of people that, lots of employers that are really, you know, needing some additional employees. And for those that may be employed already, that we kind of set it up sort of half, you know, half afternoon, half evening, so we could kind of cross availability.
Again, join the conversation during our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The Employment Expo is Tuesday in Washington and is free.
It's going to be Tuesday, April the 11th at FNB Basement here in Washington. And that address is 101 C Street. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be down in the basement. And we'll be down there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Feel free to stop on by anytime.
Sharon K. Chalk, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10. Private family burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be private with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Chalk. Renee K. Novotny, age 73, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday at 1 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Private interment, the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. At the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Renee Novotny. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Lorena L. Wilcox, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. A memorial service will be announced later with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lorena Wilcox. Betty L. Honnessy, age 63, passed away March 20th. A memorial service is planned April 22nd, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Obit Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation April 21st, 9 to 5. Laughlin Obit Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Honnessy.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Easter, the only time of year when it's safe to put all of your eggs in one basket. To find the perfect treats to fill your Easter basket, shop RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville. You'll find all of the Easter essentials, candies, eggs, spring treats, books, and the best Easter baskets around. They hop off the shelf in no time. Be the Peter Cottontail for your friends and family. Shop at RX Drugstore to bring every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Some rain early Monday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-70s, and clearing up throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Even warmer as we head into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s, and clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 50s, and sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 64, record high on this date 87. The average low 39, the record low 16 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:56, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
The Sky is putting on a great show this month. We've got your viewing guide next from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. Jazz singer Billie Holiday was born on this day, and in 1977, a new baseball franchise, the Toronto Blue Jays, played their very first home game. Brilliant Mercury's best show of 2023 is on the 11th of this month, when it's at its highest position and shining at magnitude zero. But it will be dazzling Venus above that that draws all of the attention. Then comes a series of close meetings with the crescent moon. It will be below Mercury on the 20th, halfway between Mercury and Venus on the 21st, below Venus on the 22nd, between Mars and Venus on the 24th, and with Mars on the 25th. Certainly lots to see in 2023. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Easter is right around the corner, and Reflections in downtown Marysville has everything to make your Easter get-together a breeze. Greeting cards, toys for all ages, fun and affordable Easter baskets, yummy chocolates, party supplies, and more. Until April 9th, receive a free gift with any qualifying purchase. Communion and confirmation gifts available all spring. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill salutes the men and women who have been prisoners of war. These brave individuals survived often inhumane conditions at the hands of their captors. Thank you for serving America. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca. Jim's Carpet salutes the Armed Forces personnel who have been held as prisoners of war. These brave individuals often suffered inhumane treatment at the hands of their captors. Thank you for your service and welcome home. From Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Golf's biggest tournament got underway yesterday. It will go through this Easter weekend, finishing up on Easter Sunday. It is the Masters from Augusta National in Georgia. There are three guys atop the leaderboard after day number one. Victor Hovland, John Rahm, and Brooks Koepka are all at 7-under. Play will continue today. The Kansas City Royals did manage to get more hits yesterday, as they did get 8 hits in their game against the Toronto Blue Jays. It was, however, the same result for the Royals that they had for most of the series, with the Toronto Blue Jays getting a 6-3 win. Kansas City won just 1 out of 4 games in the series. They've only won 1 game so far on the season. The Royals now travel for the first time this season. They will be on the road today starting at 3:35 with a game against the Giants. Former Kansas City Chief, now Miami Dolphin receiver Tyreek Hill, says when his contract is up in 2025, he will walk away and retire. Tyreek Hill is 31. He has played in the NFL 10 seasons.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire from sale.
One of the best players in Kansas City Royals history will receive his flowers in a month before the Royals play the Oakland Athletics on May 6th. There will be an on-field celebration of the retirement of former Royals outfielder Lorenzo Cain, who will sign a one-day contract to finish his career with the Royals. A 13-year Major League Baseball veteran joined the Royals via trade back in December of 2010 from the Milwaukee Brewers and played an instrumental role in the franchise's World Series in 2014 and 2015. There is already a member of the Kelce family now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course, Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Jason Kelce, who's coming back for his 13th season with the Philadelphia Eagles, are still playing, but their mother, Donna Kelce, earned that coveted position. The split jersey and custom shoes Kelce wore leading up to the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, are now on display in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Kansas forward Jalen Wilson received the Julius Irving Award, honoring the best small forward in Division I men's basketball. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
April 7th is National Beer Day, and in that spirit, J&M Liquor urges listeners to stop on by and check out and splurge on the wide variety of alcoholic beverages and great selection of beer available today. Because after all, it is a great day for a beer. From all of your friends and staff at J&M Liquor in Wymore.
You could say it was the bus line of the 1800s, a network of transportation that could take you just about anywhere a person needed to go. Passengers and cargo have changed, but this route is still an important one today. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Today, most of us drive cars and trucks to get where we need to go. In the mid-1800s in Savannah, Tennessee, it was another mode of transportation that dominated life.
I think that it's absolutely fascinating. There were large fleets and a number of companies that operated these steamboats.
Kit Collier is a curator at the Tennessee River Museum.
You could compare it to a modern-day bus line. If I'm here in Savannah and I want to go to Saltillo, I'd just stand on the riverbank when one came by and wave, and he'd come over and drop the plank, pick me up, and when I wanted to get off, we'd do the same thing. And they were pretty much running all day long.
The sound of steamboat whistles was common, as was the splash of paddle wheels. The life of a ship was often brief, as many grounded, sunk, or deteriorated in just a few years' time.
They typically named them after cities along the river that they served. There were two cities of Savannah's. After the first one was lost, they built another one.
But boat traffic through Savannah is still very common.
However, the types of ships and cargo has changed.
We have a dozen, probably, towboats come by every day hauling everything from grain to coal, rockets headed to Cape Canaveral. I mean, you name it, just about everything travels on this river.
Those rockets are transported from Huntsville, Alabama, on the Tennessee, Ohio, Mississippi rivers to the Gulf and on to Cape Canaveral. In fact, the Tennessee River itself stretches over 650 miles, providing a water route for ships yet today. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Arborist is the best person to call when you need tree limbs cut, but some people do it themselves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tree saws are tricky, so be safe with them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
And I occasionally trim up our trees, but we don't go up on a ladder to do it. If the branches are too high to reach from the ground, we call an arborist. Many homeowners suffer too many injuries and even fatalities from falling off a ladder or trying to manage heavy limbs as they're cutting them. Scott Proffitt is the Corporate Safety Director at the F.A. Bartlett Tree Expert Company. He says professionals have special equipment that attaches them to the tree to prevent falling. If you insist on cutting a limb yourself, use a saw that allows you to stay on the ground.
They have power saws, which are chainsaws on the end of a long pole, and you can make cuts from the ground that way. There's also pole saws that you can get in many heights, some over 20 feet, so you can stay planted firmly on the ground with that. The risk in making cuts from the ground with an extended pole saw is that be cautious to not let the limb fall down on top of you.
Make sure you know the tool that you're using. If the saw has not been properly sharpened or maintained, it'll force you to use too much pressure, causing you to lose control. The cuts you make could also cause the branch to come back and hit you, or swing down and knock the ladder out from under you. Proffitt says anytime you're in a tree, get the right safety equipment to hold you there.
There are arborist harnesses that are specifically designed to sit in, and there's arborist ropes and specific knots and hitches that can be tied so that you can be secured in the tree and be able to get in a good position to make cuts, and that also reduces your chances of falling.
Proffitt says incorrect use of a saw could also damage the tree, opening it up to microorganisms and decay. Learn more about safely cutting tree limbs and proper use of chainsaws at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty person? Most of the time, I see the glass half full. But there are moments when it's just the opposite. And sometimes it feels like the glass just shattered into a thousand little pieces. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So, what's the secret to being a glass half full person? For me, it starts with gratitude. It's about seeing God's abundance in your life, your family, your church, your friends, and all the spiritual gifts God has blessed you with. It's about recognizing God's provision in your life. Now, I know it may not be easy to feel abundant, especially when things aren't going your way, but look around you and you'll be surprised. There is so much to be grateful for. So fill up your glass with gratitude. It's a mindset that'll help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
How productive will the world's farmers be in the decades ahead? Stick around for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
It's always tricky to say what's going to happen with agricultural productivity in the future. It's all educated guessing, really. The Farm Foundation hosted an event on the topic recently. One presenter, Maros Ivanich of the USDA's Economic Research Service, shared the work he and three colleagues did to predict how climate will impact ag productivity and trade going forward. Ivanich says climate will have an effect, but maybe not the biggest effect.
The changes in diets, which are driven by this tremendous projected growth in incomes with relatively small increase in population, would be probably driving the results much more than any of these climate changes.
Ivanich says economic drivers could lead to increased consumption of meats, fruits, and vegetables. At the same time, changing growing conditions will also affect productivity and the types of crops farmers plant. Still, he says, it's all really a best guess.
If the shifts in land in the U.S. are such that they would prevent the production of fruits and vegetables, the output might be lower, but we do not know in which state of the world we will be, depending on which climate model turns out to be the true one.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
On April 7th, Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is honoring all the men and women who are former prisoners of war and recognizing their service to America, as well as the hardships they had to endure in captivity, so far from home and their loving family. From Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, proud to support our military. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated honors the servicemen and women who were prisoners of war. These brave individuals endured uncivilized conditions far from home and away from their families. Thank you for your dedicated service to America. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 50 years of service.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1 year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages. $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Well, ag lawmakers are pressing USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to use his department's influence with EPA to preserve use of essential crop protection chemicals.
I'm really concerned about the continued availability of crop protection tools. I'm asking you to commit to working with Congress and regulators to truly stand by sound science.
Washington State's Dan Newhouse to Secretary Vilsack at a recent House Ag Appropriations hearing.
We make every effort in our relationship with EPA to focus on sound science. That's our whole star.
And from Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Henson.
Some of these crop protection tools, obviously we've seen the EPA restrict access to more than a dozen of those. Your Office of Pest Management is supposed to be pushing back, obviously, with producer feedback. And I know you don't want to tell the EPA how to do their job, but I also think it bears taking a look at.
Now, Vilsack insisted the relationship with EPA Chief Michael Reagan is good as he's had with EPA, but added,
we do provide a lot of information. Sometimes our information is taken, sometimes it's not. But it would be sort of like me telling you, can you tell the Senate what to do?
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. St. Francis is at 38. Goodland is at 40. Syracuse, 46. Elkhart, 48. Liberal, 49. Lyons, 45. Eureka, 51. Fort Scott, 49. 48 at Lawrence. 53 at Winfield. It's also 53 at Edison Lodge. And let's look at your 4-inch soil temps around the state of Kansas.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. On sale now at 7clans.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from Intervisions.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special Stop John Bull sale Wednesday, April the 12th, starting 11 a.m. on 260 choice reputation. Angus, Red Angus, and Black White Face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. There'll be 62 Angus, Red Angus, and Charlet, all bred heifers. They'll be AI bred for late August calving. The pure cow-calf pairs include 200 Black White Face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves by side. All bred cows will feature 500 choice black, white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, of which 90 will be big, fancy Red Angus cows. 3 to 5 years old, they'll be bred to people Red Angus bulls for late August calving. Be an outstanding set of cows. There'll be 70 Angus calf and vaccinated replacement heifers, weighing 700 to 800 pounds. Breeding bulls include 26 Angus, Charlet, Black Senegal, and Balance bulls, 15 to 24 months old. More information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 12th at the Manhattan Police Company. Starting 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mccivestock.com.
NASA programs that are dedicated to the agriculture industry in helping to provide information and technology. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Bradley Zorn, Program Manager for the Agriculture Area in the Applied Research Program at NASA, says that when NASA began 50 years ago, they started looking at agriculture via satellites, and that has continued on ever since.
Doing global assessments of agriculture production, global knowledge of weather events and weather extremes, and trying to understand our weather better and share that with, so say, the NOAA, the National Weather Service. Now today, like with everything that we see in this area, the technology exploding, capabilities exploding, now our data is getting really down to that farm level where we really are starting to have more and more tools that are relevant at the farm management level and at the level that they have to assess policies.
Currently, Dorn says they focus on two programs.
NASA Agriculture Program now has two, what we call consortia, either networks, partnerships with the community. One is called NASA Harvest. Started that about 5 years. That's more focused on global issues. For instance, one of them is, say, the Ukraine production, food production issues.
The second program was just recently launched. It's called the Acres Program and focuses solely on domestic agriculture needs, things like new climate smart ag initiatives and water management. Dorn says they work with extension service programs and tools by providing long-term normal data from NASA satellites to integrate into what is already being used by farmers, such as high-resolution data and GPS. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
The week. Here's how your Thursday finished. Corn for May finished at 643 and a half, down 9 1/4. July corn final price 619 3 quarters, down 7 and 3 quarters. May wheat 675 and a half, down 6 and a half. July wheat 688, down 6 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for May final price 864 and a half, up 3. Kansas City wheat for July finished at 846, up 3 as well. Minneapolis wheat for May, 873 and a half, flat. Minneapolis wheat for July, 873 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. May oats finished at 340 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. July oats finished at 336 and a quarter, up 3 and a half. Soybeans for May finished at 1492 and a half, down 18 and a half. July soybeans, 1462 and a half, final price, down 15 and a quarter. Cotton for May, final price, 83.20, up $2.13. July cotton finished at 83.47, up $2.18. Live cattle for April, final price, 171.7 and a half cents, up $2.67 and a half cents. High was 171.42 and a half, low 169.92 and a half. Live cattle for June, 163.10. up $2.80. High, 163.22 and a half. Low, 161.92 and a half. Feeder cattle for April, $200.62 and a half cents, up $2.80. High, 201.77 and a half. Low, 199.45.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
There are so many decisions to be made every day in the beef industry, and when to lock in calf prices is one of them. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Dustin Pendle, and Bob Larson answer a listener's question on whether or not it's a good idea to lock in prices for calves now that they plan to sell in the fall.
I'm going to say yes, and the reason is I'm a little more risk averse. I want to make sure I can lock in that price against prices might go for me and I might lose some potential, but I'm risk averse. I want to make sure I lock in. I can guarantee I can pay the bills.
So if you've got a good price today, you're saying
price today, if I know what my break even is, I know what the price is, I'm going to lock it in if I am making some money.
Larson shares his answer and asks Pendle to further explain.
I'm going to say yes because of the ability to do some risk management, because I only took a couple of AgEcon classes. So then I'll just say, but I don't know exactly how. I do understand I need to know my cost structure, so I know if I can at least lock in to cover my cost, and then maybe not for all my calves. So I'm going to say yes, I want to develop the ability and the contacts that can help me make this decision so that at least that's an option for me. But I don't know exactly who to talk to. I don't know exactly what my options are. So I'm going to turn mine into a question for Dustin and say, so who do I talk to and what are my options?
He brings up a good point. And the reason I said yes, I would lock him in is a risk management tool, right? You can forward contracts, you can hedge in the futures market, et cetera. And so there are various ways to do that to try to reduce that price risk. And you talked about maybe not locking in all the prices, because prices do go up, you might be able to capture a little bit. That is one strategy. Coming back to your question, who would I talk to? Of course, you've got your team of experts, right? Hopefully your veterinarian, your lender, et cetera. And then hopefully you've also got a broker in there that might be able to help out as well.
Larson, White, and Pendle discuss how risk management might look for a cow-calf operation.
I like what Dustin said. I'm going to use my experts because I need to talk to somebody about what my options are. Because as a cow-calf producer, it's just not something that we commonly do, or at least it doesn't appear to me. And so I'm going to need some help. At least at this beginning stage, I'm not comfortable making that decision myself. Maybe with more practice and more skills, I'll take more of that responsibility on myself. So I want to find somebody locally that I can help.
Bob talks about feedlots or other areas of the industry that commonly use risk management. Cow-calf doesn't, and cow-calf only sells once a year. Do I need risk management more or less than somebody who's selling all the time?
Well, if you're selling all the time, you're hitting the highs, but you're also hitting the lows, where if you're selling it once a year, if you just happen to be at the low point, I think that could be a bigger downside risk. So I would say you probably would for sure want to if you're only doing it once a year.
That's K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Dustin Pendle, and Bob Larson answering a listener's question on whether or not it's a good idea to lock in prices for calves now that they plan to sell in the fall. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family NetWrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative welcomes all to Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th at the Waterville Opera House. At 2 p.m., a concert, journey, and a tale of a once mighty railroad will captivate your imagination as award-winning musicians Chris Briggs and Ken Gustin bring the stories of the Central Branch Railroad to life. Narrated by Marshall County native Bruce Dierking, tickets will be $10 at the door. Spend the day in Waterville with rides on the Central Branch Railroad. Departures on the hour every hour from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A lunch buffet will be served at the historic Weaver Hotel. Spots are limited. Contact the Weaver for reservations. Visit MarshallCountyArts.org for more information on Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th, 2 p.m. at the historic Waterville Opera House. Event sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative, the Waterville Opera House and Weaver Hotel, the Central Branch Railroad, Waterville Community Connections, and the Waterville Preservation Society.
Music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.